Good evening, everyone. I would like to take advantage of the fact that this week's Parsha, we have, it's one of the places we have the Tzivui of Shabbos. So I'd like to talk a little bit about Shabbos and about the Psukim here. The Torah says at the beginning of, shortly into Perek Lamed Aleph, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemar, Vatadaber B'nei Yisrael Lemar, tell B'nai Yisrael the following, that even though you have to build a Mishkan, and you have to do Malachim building the Mishkan, however, you still have to keep Shabbos. And building the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. Ki osi b'ni v'neichem, l'dor osechem, because Shabbos is an os. It's a sign of a bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. And you should know that I am Hashem that gives you Kedusha, that instills Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. And Shabbos, the Gemara says, Shabbos is a matana tova, which Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure you inform them, make sure that they're well aware of it, that they're aware of the matana of Shabbos, of the Kedusha of Shabbos, and what Shabbos does for the Yid. And the pasuk goes on and says, "Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hilochem, mechalaleho mos yumos." Observe the Shabbos; it's kodesh, mechalaleho mos yumos. Why? Ki kala osev amalacha v'nichrasa hanefesh himikarav ameha. The Meshul Chachma explains that he has the following observation: we know that the nefesh haYehudi, a Jewish life, is more valuable than Shabbos. How do we know that? Because we're Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos to save a Yid. Rechman al-Tzan, a Yid is in Sakana, with Pikuach Nefesh, or even Suffolk, Pikuach Nefesh, Suffolk Sakana. So we're Mechal Shabbos to save him, and to make sure to do whatever we can to try to give him life, keep him alive. So the Jewish life, the Jewish Neshama, a Jewish Nefesh, is more Chashiv, and is in a higher plateau, a higher status in Shabbos. So if that's the case, so why is it that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, he's put to death? Why is there a punishment of Misa, Skila? Why is there a punishment of Misa of a person who is Mechal Shabbos? If a Yid is more valuable than Shabbos, so if a Yid Rachman says Mechal Shabbos, but he shouldn't have to lose his life. His life is more Chash than Shabbos. So says Rameir Simcha, the Pasuk is answering that. It says, "Ushmartem es haShabbos kodeshi lachem." Shabbos is kodesh lachem, meaning it's yours. It's yours to observe and to break if your life or if any Jewish life is at stake. And yes, it's given over to you in that case. But mechalaleh mos yumos. Why? So then, why does a mechalal Shabbos die? Ki kala osev amalacha v'nichus hanefesh mikarav ameh. By doing malacha, he cut himself off from Klal Yisrael. He did malacha on Shabbos. So he's not part of Klal Yisrael. He's not with the program. He's not observing the bris. He's not following the bris and valuing the bris and benefiting from this bris of Shabbos. And Mimela, since his nichras hanefesh himikarav ameh, he's much better off dying. So he'll get a kapara. He doesn't have a nefesh Yehudi is more chashuv than Shabbos. Why is he more chashuv than Shabbos? Because Shabbos is dependent upon the Jew. Shabbos needs the Jew to fulfill it. There's no Shabbos without Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is there for Klal Yisrael to observe and to be shomer and to strengthen the bris between them and Hashem. But a Jew is not being shomer Shabbos, so then he's not part of that. It's only a yidden that a shomer Shabbos. So then we say, then Shabbos is nidche. It's nidche for the Jew because the Shabbos needs the Jew. But the Jew that's not keeping Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't need him. He's v'nichrasa, nichrasa hafashi, and his soul is cut off, is severed from Klal Yisrael and severed from the benefits of Shabbos and from the benefit that from Shabbos needing him, he's cut himself off from that. Memele mechale most humans. There's no reason why he shouldn't die. And Adrabit, his death will bring about a kapara for him. Now I want to share with you. There's a letter from the Stipler Rav. Most of you probably know who Stipler Rav is. He was one of the great Gaonim of recent years, originally from the town of Harnstipel. He learned in the Vardak Yeshiva, became one of the Gedolei Hador. Mamish, he wrote Svarim on many, many mesechtes, maybe all the mesechtes, svarim, which are widely learned in yeshivas. And he was a, you know, a big tzaddik, a kadosh. He lived until the 80s, until the early 80s. Many people my age, they're older, a little bit younger, had the schus of seeing him and meeting him. And, you know, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he would go to get a bracha from him, to buy a svarim, and whatever it was. It wasn't easy to have a conversation with him because he was practically almost entirely deaf, and he never wore a hearing aid. So, but you could still get a bracha, and he could still communicate through writing, etc. In any case, and he was also, for people who are a little bit younger, didn't hear of the Stipler, but he was the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Probably you've all heard of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He was with us till less than 2 years ago, and he was known from one end of the earth to the other. So where the Stipler was his father. In any case, the Stipler writes in a letter the following. He's writing a letter responding to somebody who asked him about a bachur that has sveikus and amuna. He has challenged with doubts in amuna, and it's scharva onish, and it's plaguing him terribly. Because tell me, he was a frum bachur, maybe yeshiva bachur. He wants to do the right thing, but he can't get these nagging thoughts out of his head and of his heart about in amuna and Hashem and scharva onish. So says the Stipler. He says, I want you to know, there's no. He said, Eitzah tivios ein lazeh. There's no Eitzah al piderech hateva for that. There's nothing to say, oh, do this, this, and this, and your sfeik is in a moment away. Or read this safer, or whatever, do this. No. But Eitzah skulios. There's an Eitzah, a skula, to overcome this problem. What's the skula? Ha'alef, the first is, Hushmira Shabbos gehilchaso, observing Shabbos properly, bidikdukov upratov. In great detail, with great, being very particular and exact about how you do it. Hainu shall yilmad heitiv a shulchan aruch and mishnah berurah. Shall learn shulchan aruch and mishnah berurah thoroughly. Ad shei baki behem ma'od, until he's very well versed in hilchas Shabbos. The yilmad amanas lekayim kol hakasav, and shall learn it amanas to be mekayim it. The gam, he says, lo ledaber dvarim betelim b'Shabbos. To make Shabbos kadosh, not to speak from a tail on a Shabbos, zulas is a hechrich, except what's absolutely necessary. For kol shekain, and all the more so, shlo likro itonim, not to read newspapers on Shabbos. And other, there's a word here which I can't read and don't understand. But I see it's the Yiddish. Well, bicher books is svarim, not to read, meaning. You know, not what we call svarim, bicher, not to read books on Shabbos. Rak o lasok besuda b'sheina, either be oisik in the suda Shabbos or in sleeping, o lasok b'torah. Then he says, uve meshech zman katzar, in the course of a short period of time, lefi erech, meaning relatively short period of time, yire niflaos, he'll see wonders, shekal asveikos, einim avalvam osoklal. He'll see that all the sveikos will dissipate. And disappear. All his fakes and muna will fall away. Even though if you challenged him an intellectual argument to prove there's a muna, he won't be able to do it. Probably none of us could do it. But he would not be able to give an intellectual answer of why he believes in Hashem, but it won't make a difference. Kach hu amitzias, his fakes will go away, and his heart will once again be filled with emuna and what we know is true. Just that it's her battles us about it, and his heart will be filled with emuna b'Hashem and schar va'onish. And he says, "Ubolvad, but provided she yehezeh ashmir Shabbos l'shem shamayim, afilu kedei liyashem mudeh. He should be shamer Shabbos l'shem shamayim. L'shem shamayim includes if he's doing it in order to instill in himself emuna. That's l'shem shamayim. Avle makavanu hurak lahakil tzarim nashi. He's only doing it because he wants to relieve his pain. He feels pained. It bothers him. He can't live with himself." And he's doing it just to feel better. They'll know that now. He says, then it's not going to work. Ain zemol come out klon. It practically won't work at all. Even Jain zel shem shemayim. Shem shemayim is that he does it in order to keep Shabbos because he knows it's the right thing, and keep Shabbos because he knows it'll help him keep other mitzvahs. It'll help him mechazik zemuna and help him keep the Torah. That's the shem shemayim, not just to feel better, but the shem shemayim in order to regenerate and invigorate his emuna. In the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, "V'hu baduk." It's tried and tested. Shal yedei zeh zochen l'taras emuna. This gives a person true emuna. And then he says, Chazal said a similar thing. Famous Chazal, kol hashomer Shabbos kehilchaso. Anyone who observes Shabbos properly, afilu oved avodah zara kedar enish mochlin lo. Even if he's oved avodah zara, like in the worst of times, mochlin lo. So he says a person having thoughts counter to emuna is similar to thought is avodah zara. And the male says Shabbos mochlin. Why is mochlin later? It'll counteract it. Says Chazal, Kshmir Shabbos will counteract the avodah zara. It'll extinguish these machshavos zaras in his heart, and will help infuse him and instill him with emunah b'Hashem. So it's a gavaldik thing. So we have an opportunity for Hashem. We have an opportunity to learn Hilchos Shabbos here. It's not like sitting down learning Mishnah Berurah thoroughly, but. Hope it has some value for everyone to listen to the shurim and any svarim that you can, and including Mishnah Berurah if you're a Bar Hachi, if you're able to be mechazik your yedi and Shabbos, to know it thoroughly, to know it in great detail, and then to be mekayim it, and the mekayim l'shem shemayim, make Shabbos as kaddish as possible, to avoid dvarim b'talim, he said, and avoid reading material which is not appropriate for Shabbos, might not even be appropriate for the week, but certainly not for Shabbos. And to make Shabbos as infused and as filled with divrei Torah at the table, divrei Torah, divrei Hashkafa, whether it's about the parsha, whether it's about anything, it doesn't make a difference. But to talk, to share divrei Torah, share words of Hashkafa, words of Chizuk for people, and to spend Shabbos and make it as holy as you can, as sacred as you can, as kadosh, as involved, as ruchni, as spiritual as you possibly can. Take advantage of this matana toiva of Shabbos and of the fact, as we said many times, just to repeat in a nutshell, Rav Elia Lapian b'shem the Chavetz Chaim. He heard it from the mouth of the Chavetz Chaim, that just like Shmira Shabbos is shkula k'neged kol mitzvos, so every mitzvah you do on Shabbos is shkula k'neged kol mitzvos. Every you do a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's 613 more times more valuable. And if you do it during the week, not just etzem shmirah Shabbos, but the mitzvah you do on Shabbos, if you share a divrei chizuk with somebody who's a little bit down, and you spend a few minutes building them up or sharing, showing them friendship, showing them concern, and giving them some divrei chizuk, so it's 613 times more valuable than if you do it during the week. Every mitzvah you do on Shabbos is multiplied by 613. So includes every single word of Torah. So as Hashem, we should be zocha to enhance our Shabbos, take advantage of the parsha. And next week's parsha is also about Shabbos. So start this week, and hopefully we'll build over the week and into next Shabbos and keep building and building. Have a wonderful Shabbos, and as Hashem, will continue next week. Kol tov.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.